This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, wrapping up the NFL spelunkadunk, then we'll get to the club. We've got a juicy lawsuit coming down in the world of sports.
Oh, yeah. None of the people involved in it are willing. They're all pretending like they didn't get de-pantsed in front of a national audience. They all went on their shows today and are like, no, don't mind me.
Well, one person was dressed considerably different than normal.
What?
Oh, that'll be addressed in the club. But a couple notable notations, but first, wrapping up Black Monday, who do the Jags go get? What would you do there? You do have Trevi.
Yeah. I mean, look.
So you got a decent quarterback.
Yeah. I would think that the top name on everyone's list, I would assume, is going to be Ben Johnson.
But he's not going to Jacksonville.
I wouldn't think so. That doesn't seem like, I would think that he would have his pick. Although, you know, you go to Jacksonville and... You know, Jacksonville's roster is not barren, and you do have a quarterback that has shown promise. I don't know if you say that's a franchise quarterback, but I don't think that's the worst place in the world to go.
What's the best job open? Jets, Bears, Jags, Patriots, or Saints?
Ooh, God. Run that by me one more time.
Jets, Bears, Jags, Patriots, Saints.
Yuck.
Is it a different answer for roster and organization?
Yeah, like...
Because, like, I feel like the Bears definitely has the best roster there, but a lot of people have been complaining about how the Bears organization has just run things over the years.
Yeah, and they're keeping they're keeping polls the GM, and I'm not certain if you want to...
Hit your wagon to that.
If you want to hit your wagon to that.
But the players you'd inherit might be the best of those that you
I think it's the best collection, but then, you know, it goes
down...
Isn't
the Jets the best collection?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I mean...
No, the Jets are old and the Jets are broken. Like, Devontae Adams is expensive. You probably can't bring him back. You don't have a quarterback at all. Your offensive line is in shambles and was old. The defense was pretty good.
Do the Bears have a quarterback?
Well, that's the bigger question. I think if you... Excuse me. If you believe in Caleb Williams and that you can fix Caleb Williams, the answer is the Chicago Bears. But that's a big if, because that's an organization that continues to F up, is not viewed as a good front office necessarily from ownership on down. And if you don't believe in Caleb Williams, then, or if you don't want to deal with the GM, if you don't get along with him, that would be problematic.
So the team that has an opening with the best quarterback situation, dare I say, New England?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Drake May is.
They don't have a lot around really him, but good. He's been okay.
And you have a bunch of money to go out and
you do and have an owner that just won a bunch of rings.
Yeah.
But then you've got Carr, New Orleans, but that's a bad franchise.
It's a bad franchise. And you got cap situations that are going to be problematic too. I'm not certain that I would. I mean, look, NFL jobs, there's only so many of them. And so, like, if that comes up, that's not going to be one that that people are going to just turn down. But again, if I'm Ben Johnson, should get his pick of those, and I do not think that he would. I don't think he would take the New Orleans job. I think Chicago. I think New England. I think to an extent Jacksonville.
Maybe Chicago. Yeah, Caleb
probably.
But
has
he
that.
Had his pick last year and he stayed. So yeah. This looks like a worse lot of picks.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Does he stay again?
Maybe he stays again.
Well, Aaron Glenn, New Orleans. Aaron Glenn was the second runner, or was the first runner up last year. So my guess is that Aaron Glenn probably ends up in New Orleans.
Well, that I can see.
Yes.
But that kind of fits. But Ben Johnson, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know
if any of those are good for him, except for maybe working with Caleb.
And I do think that if you're Ben Johnson and you go to New England, and you can get some clarity and you can sit down with Elliot Wolf, the GM and Kraft, and be like, hey, we're going to do this together. New England has a ton of picks. New England has $130 million in cap space. And more importantly, they've got a young quarterback that I think Ben Johnson would be really excited about. If I'm not mistaken, I believe New England has the most cap space of any team available. So I think that may be something there. If you're Ben, but you're right. Ben turned him down last year to come back to Detroit. And I don't know if there's great candidates this year, but I would assume that both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are both gone at the end of this year to keep both of those guys for an extra year. I mean, just to keep one of those guys was amazing, but to keep both. And this is the thing that scares me a little bit about the Lions. You talk about this all the time. When you have coaches that are interviewing for other jobs and eyes off the ball, if you want to talk about something besides injuries that could be problematic for Detroit, your two coordinators are two of the three best. So the names that are out there, right, that everyone wants, Vrabel is there, and then it's Ben Johnson and it's and Aaron Glenn, and then what, Leon Cohen, who's the coordinator for the Buccaneers. Those are kind of the four names you hear. That would scare me to death if I'm Dan Campbell and the Lions, that my guys are like, there's no way around it. You don't have their full attention. They are actively pursuing other jobs. It would scare me to death.
All right. Well, we'll see. And maybe some more openings come up, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, the Raiders, the Raiders could come open.
The Bengals
potentially could come open. The Browns.
Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
There you go. Ben Johnson to Dallas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm all right. Again, I don't like...
What do you
like,
mean you're all right?
If I am a coach...
Oh, you're saying if you're the Cowboys, you don't want him?
No, if I'm Ben Johnson, I don't want that job.
Oh.
If I am a coach, I am looking for three things. One, stability and ownership. And I don't know how many great owners there are, but that would be a big one for me. Ownership GM, can I get along with that? And then it is quarterback. Do I have a franchise quarterback, and do I have space? Or am I a little hamstrung with my roster? Do you realize that the New Orleans Saints, I wanted to look this up, and yes, I was right. The New England has $132 million in cap space. They can revamp that team with a draft and a cheap quarterback. New England can turn that thing around. New Orleans, on the other hand, and again, think about how hard this is going to be. Would you care to guess?
Five.
They're 32, by the way.
What?
The New England's number one for cap space.
Yeah, they're Saints are last.
Yes. Would you care to guess?
Five.
Oh, it's in the negative.
Oh, cap space?
It's negative.
Negative $8 billion.
Just give me a realistic number that you think.
I don't know, 30 million?
Keep going.
70 million?
Keep going.
125 million.
They are
more.
$78 million behind.
Well, I almost got it.
So, like, the just to let you know, the worst other situation in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns at negative 19. So,
ooh.
And the Saints don't have a quarterback. They don't have the ability to go out and get
a quarterback.
Derek
Carr.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have the ability to go out and get a quarterback.
Spencer Rattler.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have the ability to go to get a quarterback.
Josh Haner.
They don't have Jake Haner.
They don't have a quarterback.
Can we keep going?
If I'm Aaron Glenn, no offense.
Taysom Hill.
Stick around. Well, that's probably the best one. I'd stick around in Detroit before I'd go take that New Orleans job. Unless you just want the, look, it's a $20 to $25 million payday. It's guaranteed money. And you never know when it's going to...
That's why Aaron Glenn fits. Yeah, I just go down there. you're not the most coveted guy. It'll be cool. You're bring some culture.
Yeah.
Bring that Dan Campbell toughness down there.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're not going to have any good players to work with.
Maybe
Jacksonville is a sneaky good job compared to these others.
It's compared to some of the other
ones. Because Shad Khan or whatever his name is, he'll spend money.
Yeah. Right. They're middle
of
the
pack. You got Trevor.
And there's some weapons there.
Trent Baalke is
he's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Fartgate. Well, anyway, our NFL Spelunkadunk continues next. A couple of notes to wrap up the playoff talk as we get set for Wildcard Weekend on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.